evening. You're watching Left, Right and Centre. Delhi has a new chief minister, a woman chief minister. Rekha Gupta will be leading the Delhi government, a strong choice which reflects the priorities of the BJP. Gender, caste and perhaps as important as anything else, leadership. Rekha Gupta has been a notable figure in Delhi politics, starting a career through student activism as the president of the Delhi University Students Union in 1996-1997. She served as a councillor in the Municipal Corporation of Delhi for two terms, representing Uttri Pitampura, and held various leadership roles within the BJP. She was general secretary of the Delhi BJP, national vice president of the BJP Mahila Morcha. She contested for the position of Delhi mayor in 2022. That was not successful, but her most significant political achievement came just recently in the 2025 Delhi Assembly elections, when she won from Shalimar Bagh, positioning her as front runner for the post of Chief Minister in Delhi. She is the Chief Minister of Delhi now. She's going to be sworn in Chief Minister designate presently. She's the second woman Chief Minister of Delhi from the BJP after Sushma Swaraj. Other BJP women Chief Ministers have included Uma Bharti, Anandiben Patel, and Vasundhara Raje as well, and of course Sushma Swaraj in Delhi. We've got our reporters up. Aishwarya Jain joins us from the BJP office. Ishika Verma from the Lieutenant Governor's office. Several BJP leaders have gone there. They're staking claim to form the government. There'll be a grand swearing in tomorrow. And Tanushka joins us live from the residence of Rekha Gupta as well. But first up, let me go straight across to the senior leader, Kiran Bedi, who's been watching all of these developments. Kiranji, great to speak to you today. Let's keep aside gender for the moment. Let's keep aside caste for the moment. Let's talk about only one word, leadership. What does Rekha Gupta bring for leadership in Delhi? Because we need that in our national capital.
I think it makes the world, makes Delhi more equal. I think the population will feel more equally represented. This, I think, is providing that equality, inclusiveness to the administration of the capital of India.
And ma'am, in terms of Delhi itself right now, the priorities in terms of leadership, what many felt was a vacuum in leadership for all sorts of reasons, we don't need to get into that. There is a need for a push in infrastructure. There is a need for a push in fixing health issues, pollution, so many things. I asked that question on leadership because I suspect the millions of people in Delhi want leadership now to change the face of the national capital. What does she bring to the table?
It's the way she'll administer now. It all depends on her. There's a very large behemoth of bureaucracy in Delhi. She has to lead departments complete. She has to take the leadership of the bureaucracy with her now. And I think the bureaucracy will welcome this change because there'll be now less confusion, rather no confusion, and total clarity. So it's the way she leads, the way she administers, and the way she deals with the civil services. The policing is with the Lieutenant Governor, but the bureaucracy, civil service bureaucracy, is with her. So it's the way she leads them, and the way she guides them, the way she mentors them, and the way she shares her own vision, and the way she provides her transparency and integrity to the bureaucracy. I think the bureaucracy must now get trusted. She reposes faith in them and they live up to the trust.
Let's talk about gender now. Let's talk about having a strong woman chief minister. It's so important. The second BJP woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj. In a sense, that also reflects the huge national priorities of the BJP. Quite besides the woman voter in Delhi who has shifted to the BJP quite considerably, it reflects a recognition of the huge importance of women and the women electorate across the country, right?
Absolutely. Women are becoming the majority voters. Everywhere you see, it's women who are driving the change. I think women are the biggest democratic change in this country. Women and women voters are getting addressed. Their needs are getting addressed. They're becoming more demanding. And they're demanding all the right things. They're wanting better education, healthcare, safety, cleanliness. I think they're asking and also employment and also earning a capacity. I think they are asking, they're wanting all the essential services. They're asking for the right thing, which is larger good to the whole society.
And ma'am, as a former police officer, somebody who's dealt with all sorts of horrible crimes. We've had some of the most horrific in the national capital. We've had some of the worst crimes against women, the entire Nirbhaya case. The issue of safety for women is something that's not gone away. It remains a massive concern. To have a strong woman chief minister reflecting the security concerns of a huge constituency and citizens of the national capital, how important is that?
I think having a woman at the helm at this and in power and enjoying dire support of the system, I think itself is very assuring. Itself is giving a very positive message and making women assured. But now it will all depend how she performs, how she works together with the lieutenant governor, how the policing further gets streamlined, whatever. I think with greater coordination, harmony, teamwork building, I think a more collaboration, greater, and no acrimony, no hostility, I think women, no, Delhi as a whole will benefit, and women certainly will directly benefit.
All right, I'm also joined by Charu Pragya, the national spokesperson of the BJP, Zainab Sikandar, a political analyst and columnist, both with us. Kiranji, hold on for a moment. I'm not quite done with this interview as yet. But Charu Pragya, let me come to you first. When I was a Cub reporter, one of the first stories that I was sent on was to chase Rekha Gupta, who was contesting for the Delhi,
Delhi
Students Association. She was a very strong ABBP leader. I don't know what she spoke about then, but she was an incredible speaker. She was incredibly strong as a speaker, extremely vociferous. And now to see her 29 years later as Delhi Chief Minister, it's in a sense for me, I mean the full circle. But she brings with her, I think, experience. And that is my question to you.
Yeah.
How important is that in leading, you know, a national capital which is the size of many countries in the world, population-wise?
Good evening, and let me begin by congratulating Rekha ji. You're absolutely right. She brings experience, she brings merit, she brings compassion, and she brings a dedication to the job which I feel was sadly lacking in the last two chief ministers Delhi had, both Arvind Kejriwal and Atishi. So here is a woman I urge you to look at, not with the lens of the caste dynamics, religion dynamics, or gender dynamics.
Correct.
Here is a woman who's worked her way up. As you rightly said, she was a DUSU president. She's an old ABBP karyakarta. She's a three-time councillor in Delhi. She has immense knowledge and experience with civic issues that Delhi has been battling with. She is a part of Delhi's Mahila Morcha, also the National Mahila Morcha. And now Delhi gets another woman chief minister. And I think Delhi has had a history of fabulous chief ministers. My favorite one has always been Sushma Swaraj ji, and Rekha ji is going to be following in those big footsteps. I couldn't be happier. And I think she sends a very, very strong message of meritocracy winning over everything else. She also sends a very strong message, especially because Atishi is the last CM, insulted not just the CM's chair, but also all women in politics. You know, to take oath and then immediately be branded as a rubber stamp, to immediately be called temporary, to not even sit on that chair that you work so hard and you aspire so long for, and which is such a huge responsibility the people of Delhi have trusted you with. I think it was an insult to the people of Delhi. It was an insult to the chair of the chief minister and to women in general. This is all that is going to change because Rekha ji enters Delhi now with Modi ji's vision. She's armed with Modi ki guarantee, which we have promised to deliver. We've already started working on ground. We have started cleaning the Yamuna. Evening Aarti has started at the Yamuna. If you see, all the MLAs have started doing the work which they promised in their campaigns in their own constituencies. We have promised before the 8th of March, 2500 will be transferred to the women of Delhi. We have promised cylinders will be available for 500 rupees to everybody who needs it in Delhi before the 8th of March. So I think we're on the path to good governance. We're going to turn Delhi around, and finally we'll have a capital India is going to be proud of, a capital which, you know, does Charu, not always the, complain.
Charu, the point that I think is so important, and you reflected it on yourself, and Kiranji reflected it a little while later on, earlier on, while gender is something we can look at from a political standpoint, the BJP's national priorities, she's been picked because of her capability. It's not just gender. She's been picked because of her political experience, her capability, and I want to go through that. She's been the president of the Delhi University Students Union, 96-97, a councillor in the Municipal Corporation of Delhi, not one term, but two terms. She held various positions in the BJP, general secretary of the Delhi BJP, national vice president of the Mahila Morcha BJP. She contested unsuccessfully as Delhi mayor. She comes with that experience and now this crowning achievement. So we are looking at an extremely seasoned politician. That's what people who have voted, irrespective of which party they may have voted for, they want. They want leadership because they want their lives to improve, right? That's what this is about.
I'm glad you're speaking about meritocracy because, you know, far too many times women are just looked at from a gender lens.
Exactly.
And Rekha ji is changing all of that. She's the second serving chief minister in India right now after Mamta ji. And even Mamta ji can never play the gender card because she gets elected because people are choosing her and it's not gender that comes first. And that's a very, very strong message to give to people. And I want to say one more thing. Our Prime Minister Modi ji has again and again talked about women-led empowerment. He's again and again talked about women-led development. And Rekha ji is going to be somebody who's going to embody that in word and in spirit because she's going to lead Delhi to Fixed Delhi. We've been talking about basic things that need to be fixed, you know, air, water, pollution issues, traffic issues, so many things that we need to work on in Delhi, which should have been done in the last 11 years. So here is someone who's armed with the skill set and with the support and with the vision that is needed to make all these dreams of India's capital come true.
And you know, Charu, I want you to reflect on another point. The process of selection, yes, the BJP took time, but that had to do perhaps with the fact that the Prime Minister wasn't here. But when the decision had to be made, there was 100% endorsement from all of those who could well have been chief ministers themselves. And I want to go through the timeline briefly, get you and my other panelists to reflect on that. 7.50 p.m., the legislature party meeting of the BJP begins. O.P. Dhankar, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Jay Panda, call Parvesh Verma, Satish Upadhyay and Vijendra Gupta. Each of them could well have been chief minister. They were told that all three will propose the name of Rekha Gupta as chief minister of Delhi. And that's what they did, right? No fuss, very simple. This is the way, this is what we've decided, get on with the job. What does that reflect in terms of the decision-making process of the BJP in picking a leader?
I believe that a lot lies in the fact that the leader who's going to be picked is going to be one which comes with complete support and consensus of all the other MLAs. That's immensely important. Also, faith in the fact that all 48 of them are equally capable of leading Delhi. And that's a wonderful thing. The kind of discipline and the kind of dedication Bharatiya Janata Party works with, whether it is at the time of elections or after losing elections or after winning elections, it's amazing. And I say this time and time again, no other political party can match Bharatiya Janata Party when it comes to dedication for the party, discipline at the party office. And this has been very, very visible time and time again. I also think that, you know, like I've been saying all this while, merit plays a huge role. Discipline plays a huge role. And also the fact that everybody comes together to talk about things. And when people are discussing timeline, let me also just make one more observation. The previous CM's term ended today. And the new CM has been announced today. So we are right on time. This didn't take longer than expected. Tomorrow she will be sworn in again right on time.
Let's go straight across to NDTV's Aishwarya Jain, who joins us. Aishwarya, what's the process now? Several BJP leaders have gone to the LGs, the Lieutenant Governor's House. It's taking claim at this juncture. So give us what is happening right now in terms of that process.
Well, along with the top leaders of the Bharatiya Janata Party, it would be Rekha Gupta who would be reaching at the LG's house to stake claim of the new government. And we've been told that it would be tomorrow. Three stages which had been prepared at the venue of oath-taking ceremony at Ramlila Ground. It is on the main stage. Prime Minister, Home Minister, Lieutenant Governor and Rekha Gupta, now the newly elected Chief Minister, would be sitting. And on the other, there would be the newly appointed Cabinet Ministers, the six ministers apart from the Chief Minister who will be inducted will be also sitting. Now, very interestingly, the six names will only come tomorrow. We've been told early morning we'll get to know about who are these six new ministers, but sources have clearly indicated to us that this will have an equal caste balance, and experienced ones as far as and the new ones will also get a chance to be inducted in the cabinet as well. So after the governor will give and will agree to this the letter that he will receive, he will be inviting them to Ramlila ground tomorrow to take oath, and it would be sharp at 12 noon there, where we will be witnessing the mega oath taking ceremony with 30,000 plus attendees who would be the part of
Aishwarya, as we run these pictures from inside the residence of the LG, we are waiting for Mr. Vinay Kumar Saxena, the Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, to actually come. Several BJP leaders, I saw Jay Panda over there, I saw Rekha Ji as well, I think I saw Ravi Shankar Prasad. Yeah, he's seated over there as well. Give us a sense, Aishwarya, of the tension at the BJP office. Not tension, but sense of anticipation, because they kept really quiet about it. There were no leaks that A, B or C was going to become chief minister. It happened just about an hour 15 minutes back, right?
Well, and I was here at the BJP state headquarters when all the action was unfolding. It was a complete silence on the part of the workers who were waiting outside. Of course, there were celebrations, roll nagaras continuing outside the BJP state headquarters, and BJP workers waiting just outside that particular hall where the legislative party meeting went for almost 1 hour or so. As the leaders came out and we got the timeline of what happened, actually, it was a very straight timeline that we got three observers, two observers. First met the three proposers, and they were told that they need to announce the name, and the nine newly elected MLAs seconded it, and all of those unanimously welcomed that decision, as the BJP workers were clearly stating that whosoever would be this chief minister, it would be Delhi which will flourish. And of course, when Rekha Gupta's name emerged, it was resounding as far as the workers are concerned, and all got very much energetic as well, because such a name that they were expecting. Of course, Rekha Gupta's name was doing the round since yesterday because of her experience in the past and how she can manage with the coordination of Lieutenant Governor in Delhi and also with the central leadership as well.
Okay, Aishwarya, hold that thought. Let me bring in a couple of quick reactions.
At the state headquarters,
let me go straight across. Just hold on for half a second. Aarti, Jared, let me come across to you. Any surprises over there? Did you expect somebody else? Aarti.
No, actually, right from the beginning, I did think that the BJP would choose a woman, because women have become a very important constituency for Prime Minister Modi and the BJP. They have been doing an outreach in all the states, as you remember, through the election campaign, not just in Delhi, but in Maharashtra and in Madhya Pradesh. And everywhere, you know, they've been reaching out. Now, I'm not saying that gender was the only criteria, on which they chose Rekha Gupta. Yes, she has a wealth of political experience. She's been a committed, loyal ABVP worker, president of DUSU and so on. But, you know, I think gender does play an important role. And I think, you know, especially for Delhi, which is a urban center, where you really don't have to worry about caste and creed and so on, but you really look for, you know, bettering people's lives. I think women make much more empathetic leaders. You know, they empathize with the issues that face people who live in urban centers like Delhi: education, school, clean drinking water, healthcare facilities, better roads. We have seen, they have done studies in panchayats across the country where women have been leaders, or have headed panchayats. And they found that, you know, these are issues on which women concentrate. And these are the issues that are facing Delhi today. So I think that, you know, a woman chief minister would definitely be much more empathetic to the problems facing Delhi and would work on them in a far more dedicated and, emotive way,
sure,
than a man would. So I am you know, as a woman, I am very happy that we have another woman chief minister. Sheila Dixit left behind a great legacy. Even Atishi, for the short term that she was there, was praised by the LG as being, you know, somebody who worked well. So I think women make great chief ministers. And in an urban center like Delhi, it's
That's
a
important.
Great choice to have a woman.
All right. You use the word empathy. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let me go straight across to my colleague, Ishika, who's at the residence of the Lieutenant Governor. Give us a sense, Ishika, of what's happening around you. What is the process at this stage?
Vishnu, you know, the action has shifted from the Delhi BJP headquarters to here, the Lieutenant Governor's office. We are standing right outside it, and in fact, Rekha Gupta, the one who's going to be the Chief Minister, is in fact inside, and she's inside with, in fact, you know, the senior leaders, Ravi Shankar Prasad, OP Dhankar, who were the observers and who had come with a name. Also, in fact, you know, Viren Sachdeva, the Delhi BJP president, is also inside. They are inside to, in fact, stake claim for their government. So certainly, Rekha Gupta is going to be now the Delhi's chief minister. Apart from that, you know, just a while ago, we also saw Parvesh Verma's car just entering Lieutenant Governor's residence. So, in fact, you know, it has not been officially announced, but Parvesh Verma is likely to be the Deputy Chief Minister. So he has also, in fact, entered inside the Lieutenant Governor's office. So now, in fact, you know, after they come out, the Delhi BJP government will now be formed. It will be a double-engine Sarkar which the BJP was claiming from day one. And Rekha Gupta is going to be the chief minister, the woman chief minister, certainly. And what is interesting here is that the former chief minister, Atishi, has also congratulated her for that. So we are just waiting for them to stake claim for that. And we are waiting for the visuals also to come out. But we are shortly expecting that Rekha Gupta will be coming out, and tomorrow she will be taking oath as the Chief Minister of Delhi. Apart from that, it is very much likely now, since Parvesh Verma has gone inside, that tomorrow he will be, it is likely that he will be taking the oath of the Deputy Chief Minister. And also, you know, Vijayinder Gupta, we are expecting he will also be arriving in a short while from now to the Lieutenant Governor's office. Over to you.
Sumitra Goenka, coming on. Gender versus experience and ability. In making this decision, how was it not just a decision on gender, and how was it not just a decision on political experience? How was this, a decision taken on many fronts, linked not only to Delhi, but perhaps where the BJP wants to position itself across the country among a huge part of our electorate?
Vishnu, good evening. I think this is a great day for India because let me highlight some things which the BJP has done. See, if you look at the ratio of women, the percentage of women occupying important positions in parliament or in assemblies or across the world, it is not more than 30%. So initially, I say that when BJP got in the woman reservation bill in 2023, it was a significant development initiated by the BJP government. And it meant that more women in prominent leadership positions will be expected in the days to come. And I think this is one of the important areas. Now, while I agree almost with all the panelists, but at the same time, I think we should not label this appointment of Rekha ji as...
Stop you there for half a moment, because we've got the Lieutenant Governor Vinay Saxena over there, and there he's given a bouquet of flowers to Rekha Gupta, and this is that huge moment that we've been waiting for. There was a sense of tension, anticipation, all of it. But by at about exactly 8 p.m. in the evening is when it became clear that Rekha Gupta, the foremost woman leader of the BJP in Delhi and one of its finest leaders, keep the gender bit aside, is going to be the next chief minister of Delhi. These images from inside the Lieutenant Governor's residence, where there is a bouquet of flowers given by Rekha ji to the Lieutenant Governor. And then there was a garland as well. Tomorrow it's going to be a huge day, because that's when she's going to be sworn in as chief minister. Let's go back to my colleague Ishika, who joins us. Ishika, give us a sense of what's happening tomorrow, because it's going to be the swearing in at the Ramlila grounds. The BJP is going to leave no stone unturned. It's going to be a huge occasion for them, for Rekha Gupta, for the millions of the national capital. The images that we have on our screen are of senior BJP leaders, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Jay Panda, Rekha Gupta and others speaking to the Lieutenant Governor. But tell us what's going to happen tomorrow and when.
You know, certainly tomorrow it is going to be a mega event at the Ramlila ground, because certainly the preparations are like that. And tomorrow, you know, we are expecting at around, 12:45 is when, in fact, Rekha Gupta would be taking the oath as the Chief Minister of Delhi. Apart from her, you know, there will be ministers and also the Deputy Minister, Chief Minister likely, who will be taking the oath along with her. It will be the Lieutenant Governor who will be administrating that entire event. But also what we are getting to you right now is that, in fact, you know, we are waiting right outside the Lieutenant Governor's office, where currently the entire action is happening, because there, in fact, you know, with senior leaders Ravi Shankar Prasad, OP Dhankar, and in fact the Delhi BJP President Viren Sachdeva, Rekha Gupta is inside, and in fact she's certainly right now staking claim for her government. And that is when, in fact, you know, it is after 27 years that the BJP will be making a comeback to power. She will be the second woman chief minister by the BJP in Delhi. So that will be certainly very interesting visual to see. And, we are expecting that by tomorrow morning, likely that the name of the other cabinet ministers will also be out. We are expecting a crowd of 25,000 to 30,000, to be gathering at the Ramlila Maidan for this mega event tomorrow. There are special invitees for this event. You talk about farmers, you talk about the beneficiaries of, the union government schemes, and also, in fact, priests and saints, renowned, singers are also going to be, invited for this event. So all the preparations are almost over. It is over, and tomorrow at around 11:45 is what we will be getting the visuals of the Delhi government.
Absolutely, we'll be cutting right across to the Ramlila grounds. 11:40 is when it's going to start, but we're going to be live from early tomorrow morning in the build-up to the next Chief Minister of Delhi, the woman there on your screen, Rekha Gupta, becoming the next Chief Minister. Zainab Sikandar, let me come to you. You've been waiting, Zainab, very patiently. In as much as we are speaking about the Chief Minister designate, let's talk about the Deputy Chief Minister, likely Parvesh Verma. He had a good chance of being Chief Minister. He was a giant slayer in these elections. What does he bring to the table, and how do you see them working as a team?
He has to be a team.
All right, hold on, Zainab, hold on. We've got that letter handed over. So here's the moment. The letter handed over by the BJP to the LG, and I think it's on the basis of this that the LG will now invite the BJP to form the next government of Delhi, one where Rekha Gupta, presently Chief Minister designate, will be sworn in as the Chief Minister. There will likely be a Deputy Chief Minister as well, and others being sworn in. The BJP coming back to power in the National Capital Region 27 years after, in Delhi, 27 years after they were in power last. Ravi Shankar Prasad going through the papers. This is a list, obviously, of all of those who won the elections, all of the MLA designates. It's on the basis of this, it's a legal document. It is a legal request that on the basis of the support that they have, that they form the next government. This is something which it's just a technicality at this stage, but it is something that has to go through the process of being vetted. And that's what the Lieutenant Governor is doing. He's going through the papers over there. But make no mistake about it, a huge, huge occasion as the BJP gets set to form the next government. Zainab, I interrupted you then, but please go ahead with what you were saying. Let's talk about the moment first. The Lieutenant Governor going through the papers and the pictures on our screen really telling a wonderful story. Just your thoughts as you see this.
To be honest, as a woman, I feel very proud whenever any woman, be it of any party, takes a role, a leadership role. It's always a proud moment. And, the conversation around gender, I would like to point out one thing. Usually, the gender, the female gender has been used against us, you know, so many times, you know, to not give us opportunities. So when I see our gender being used to give us an opportunity, it's also a very great thing. The future is female. Is Rekha Gupta ji the CM today just because she's a woman? No. But the fact that being a woman is one of her USPs, because, you know, it appeals to one of the largest demography, which is, you know, women, you know, and it also, like Aarti ji rightly pointed out, female leaders are naturally seen to be very empathetic. So I just feel that being in a position today, you know, she's been a foot soldier of BJP. She's been working, you know, as a student leader in DUSU, secretary, president, three times counselor, you know, South Delhi MCD's, you know, chairman. And then, you know, she even was pitted against Shelley Oberoi last time when, you know, the MCD election was happening. So all in all, she's worked really hard and really she's gone from bottom to right up. So it really shows that, you know, it's a moment of merit winning. It's a moment where now women can use their gender as a USP, you know, to climb up in leadership, because the fact of the matter is women are being seen as big players in leadership roles. Women are even, you have to understand, women even vote en masse. You know, there is a very well-known fact that, you know, if the woman of the house votes one way, the whole house will vote that way. So I just feel this is such a celebratory moment for, you know, us as women. And it's and I also want to point out one thing. There is some divine order that makes sure that in Delhi, a woman is always in a leadership role, be it Sushma Swaraj ji, be it Sheila Dixit ji. And imagine in the term of Arvind Kejriwal, yes, when nobody could have imagined anybody taking power besides Arvind Kejriwal ji or Manish Sisodia ji, out comes Aatishi ji and she becomes the CM. So there are some powers above that want a female sitting in power in Delhi, and I'm so happy Rekha Gupta ji has taken on that role. She truly deserves it. She has a lot, you know, that she has done in the last 30 odd years that she's been in politics, and she truly deserves it.
Sujata Pandey, you know, I mean, if you look at the demographics, not just of the National Capital Region, but also across the country, and the BJP's consolidation of the woman voter, it's been done through various means, not least of all through various schemes which directly appeal to women who, in many instances, control how household expenses are actually spent. In that context of what the BJP has been doing now for several elections quite successfully, how is this perhaps part of that process?
First of all, Vishnu, congratulations for having an all-woman panel. I think the buck starts from here. You know, when women, we are discussing about a woman chief minister, all women should be speaking. I wonder how all male panels speaking about a woman chief minister may gain justice. So kudos to NDTV and kudos to you. And I would like to begin with one thing, Vishnu. I think we've heard enough thing about gender. Women belong everywhere where decisions are being made. And politics is the hotbed of making decisions and policies, and women need to be there. So Rekha Gupta's she being the chief minister, chosen as the chief minister, is not an imposition. I think she's earned it, and I think all the other panelists explained it very well. So, and then I would have certain concerns about how you said the woman was concerned about the households and all that. Well, women are also concerned apart from the household, the amenities, the roads, the garbage, the you know, the sanitation things, the yum, the dirty Yamuna. Women are concerned about everything.
In fact,
and
Sujata, for me, the word gender is secondary to whatever we are discussing. At the end of the day, it's delivery of governance. And I think I look at Rekha Gupta as somebody who's a capable leader who delivers on all of those fronts potentially.
This is not fair. I mean, I think we're talking about a woman leadership, woman opportunities, and then you don't let a woman speak also. What I was trying to say is that we're over-discussing the woman factor and all that. I think time has come. After 75 years, we are discussing about women leadership. I think this time should have come much, much earlier. We are late. We are actually very late. But then, I mean, any start is a good start. And I think we might have different political ideologies and leanings, but look at every panelist. We all are very happy about this woman, Rekha ji, becoming the chief minister. I think, one thing which is very, very important is this, that by choosing her as a placeholder CM, which Aatishi was, I think BJP has sent a very strong messaging. She is young. It has a long-term implications. You know, she has a clean image, doesn't have any corruption baggage, doesn't come with a nepotism tag. Also,
you know, the way women were treated in AAP, you know, be it, you know, Swati Maliwal, or be it even Kiran Bedi, even Sazia Elmi, the way they were treated in AAP, I think by selecting and electing a woman chief minister, BJP has sent a very strong message that it's not just about saying Nari Vandan and, you know, bringing a woman reservation bill, but also believing and keeping them in.
All right, Sujata, hold your thoughts. Sumitra wants to come in. Sumitra, go ahead.
Yeah, Vishnu, I couldn't complete my point at that time. So basically, I was saying that, you know, we should not look at this from just being a gender point of view, because now we have to ensure that Delhi gets the best, because Delhi has suffered a lot in the last few years. And I think any chief minister who is coming into this area has to deliver. That is what. And we should not look at that whether it's a woman or a man. While I completely agree here that women have been brought to the forefront by BJP, and especially by, you know, getting in a woman reservation bill, initiatives like that. Also, we have seen that our president now is a woman, which is also a path-breaking initiative. And such decisions continue the forward-thinking strategy of BJP. But I would like to look at Rekha ji as a politician, as a person who has risen from the ground level. She came into this area as a DUSU president. So she was very clear about her path. And why is this question raised today? Because she is a woman, are we asking these questions? Because if there would have been a male CM, would any channel have asked the same kind of questions? So we need to look at it from a different perspective. I hope that Delhi gets a great chief minister, and she acts as an inspiration to many youngsters who wish to pursue a career in active politics. Because what we have seen is an educated CM, not performing, educated CM so far, who has been boasting about several initiatives, not delivering. So people want a good face, people want a CM who will deliver. So let us look at it from this point of view. A prominent leader who is going to make a difference to the lives of the people, because Delhi needs good, clean drinking water, healthcare facilities, education facilities, transportation, safe transportation options, and most of all, the pollution, whether it is water pollution or the air pollution.
I agree with you entirely that as a resident of the national capital, we are all residents of the national capital. This conversation cannot be limited to gender. Gender is critical.
Absolutely.
It reflects a larger interest, and a critical interest in terms of the demographics of our country. But as a resident of this city, we all want governance. We want a change in health. We want a change in pollution. We have a nightmare of that. We want excellent education, and we want infrastructure. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. It just so happens that we've got a woman who is a leader and potentially an extremely capable one. Gender shouldn't be something that is just thrown up as a bandwagon. Oh, look, we've got a woman. Yay, that's great. We've not just got a woman. We've got a potentially great administrator. And I think that's how we need to look at it. I think that's the point that we all need to reflect on.
And 46% women voted for BJP in this election, Vishnu. So that itself is an indicator that how women are becoming more and more important. And they are actually becoming a demography. They are no longer be looked at as someone who's only dependent on the freebie factor. They are potentially going to be as equal as how you see all the caste politics. The women will now define the 50% women, because they are not lured by your caste promises. They are not lured by freebies. You know, they look at different perspectives. They don't just look at what is being offered to me. They also look at the credibility of you. Pehle diya hai ki nahi kiya hai, ya sirf kaha hai. And this is what actually, you know, is proven in this election, where every party, whether it's BJP, whether it's Congress or AAP, made equal, I mean, more or less same, some 2100, some 2500, you know, promises. But women choose BJP over AAP, because 44% only women chose. And this was actually the opposite. More than 50% women voted for AAP in the last election. But this time,
I think that's a huge point.
Doesn't have a credibility, and BJP is more credible.
In fact, Aarti, would you like to come in over there? In elections in the past, so many, the woman voter wouldn't necessarily vote in favor of the BJP. But in the last several state elections, we've seen that changing dramatically. And what we've seen in Delhi seems to further that. How is that change, you know, something which is influencing our politics at a very fundamental level across the country, not just Delhi?
Well, I think, women voters, I think political parties are beginning to realize the importance of the women voter constituency. And Vishnu, let me tell you something, that actually it is the BJP that realized it first. I remember many, many years ago when the Ram Mandir movement started and L.K. Advani led the Rath Yatra through across North India. And Murali Manohar Joshi had told me at that time that, they realized then how important women were, because for the first time, they saw women break away from their, what their men were telling them and vote for the BJP in a big way.
Interrupting you now, I need to go across to my colleague Tanushka, who's at the residence of Rekha Gupta right now. Family members must be celebrating. Tanushka, what's happening around you?
I'm currently at Rekha Gupta's residence and I'm being joined by her mother. Her name is Meera Gupta. Meera ji, aapko kaisa lag raha hai aapki ghar ki
baat? Dekho, pehle sara mall dekho, barat ka mall, shaadi ka mall se bhi badhiya lag raha hai mere ko.
Aur aapki babu ab mukhyamantri hai Delhi ke capital ka.
Ha,
aapko kya kehna hai, kya bhav hai, ghar pe kya mahol hai?
घर में खूब खुशी का माहौल है, सब कूद रहे, नाच रहे, खूब खुशी मना रहे.
आपको ऐसा लगा था जब चुनाव लड़ रही थी तब आपको क्या महसूस हो रहा था?
बस था कि कुछ जीतेगी, एमएलए तो बनेगी. अब सरकार ने उसको इतने वोट से उसने हासिल किया है पद अपना विधायक का, तो सरकार ने सोचा था कुछ काम होगा, तभी तो लोगों ने आशीर्वाद दिया उसको. तो तब मिलना ही था आशीर्वाद,
मना ही था. दिन रात काम किया.
आपने वही आप ये बताए कि आप
शालीमार में कहीं भी निकलेंगे आप सबको यही मुहता रेखा गुप्ता सीएम बनेगा. तो रेखा गुप्ता दिन रात में जा जाके नालिया सफाई करवा जाइए उनके साथ में घर में.
जब वो ये काम सारे करने जाती थी तब आप जब रहती थी घर पे या उन्हें देखती थी तब आपको कैसा लगता था? क्या आपने
घर का भी काम करती थी, घर से भी कोई शिकायत नहीं है, घर का भी हाँ. देखिए 28 साल में बीजेपी आई और ऊपर से मुख्यमंत्री बन गई, महिला मोर्चा की उपाध्यक्ष रही है, तो सारे उसके पास बेनिफिट्स थे ही, उसके पास सारे काम. सरकार के पास तो कुछ ना करने का नंबर ही नहीं था कोई.
आपने अभी कहा कि आप कॉन्फिडेंट थी कि वो एमएलए तो बनेंगी ही बनेंगी शालीमार बाग की, मुख्यमंत्री की. अब जब बन गई है मुख्यमंत्री, अब आपको पूरा फैमिली आपका, मतलब आपको क्या लग रहा है कि ये आगे उनका काम कैसा रहेगा?
बहुत अच्छा रहेगा, चमकेगा नाम रेखा गुप्ता.
आने वाले 5 साल में भी मुख्यमंत्री बनेंगी.
अब उसका नाम चमकेगा, साथ में दिल्ली चमकेगी.
दिल्ली की रेखा बनाएगी, दिल्ली का दिल रेखा गुप्ता बनाएंगे अपनी रेखा खींच के. जीत गए भाई, जीत गए रेखा गुप्ता, जीत गए.
As you can see here clearly there is a complete spirit of celebration at Rekha Gupta's residence and they're chanting slogans like Rekha Gupta has created some sort of a Rekha around Delhi at this point. And we spoke to her mother-in-law just now, Meera Gupta, and she is a proud mother-in-law of her daughter-in-law at this point. Back to you.
No, not back to me. We're going to stay on with you, Tanushka, for a little while longer. Let's hear what others are saying around you. Please do ask.
We are getting a...
Precisely. Let's get talking to more people. आप रेखा जी को कैसे जानते हैं?
मैं यही इनकी विधानसभा क्षेत्र का सदस्य हूँ, इसकी वजह से जानता हूँ.
और उनके काम जैसे भी रहे हैं, आपका काम को लेके क्या कहना है?
इनके बहुत बढ़िया काम रहेगा और ये पिछले जो 10 सालों के अंदर जो असुविधा रही थी हमारी जनता को, वो सब दूर कर देंगे ये.
If we can get talking to more people here and gather more people here, let us find some women here. Ma'am, aap Rekha ma'am ko kaise jaanti hain?
Ma'am, आप बताएं, of course, how are you feeling?
Very proud. बहुत खुशी है कि भाभी की मेहनत आज रंग लाई है. भाभी ने बहुत मेहनत करी है इतने साल से. दो साल ना एमएलए बनने के बाद भी भाभी आज एमएलए बनी है और इतने अच्छे वोटों से जीती है. और भाभी की इतनी मेहनत है जो
आप बार बार कह रही है एमएलए बनी है, अब तो मुख्यमंत्री
बनी है. एक्चुअली हम लोगों को बहुत खुशी है कि भाभी सीएम बनी है. हमारी फैमिली के लिए भी एक बहुत बड़ी खुशी है ये, और उनकी मेहनत ही है जो आज उनको यहाँ तक लेकर आई है.
आप हमें ये बताएं कि आपने रेखा जी की जर्नी को कैसे देखा एमएलए से अब मुख्यमंत्री पर.
मुख्यमंत्री की गली में गई है जहाँ पर उन्होंने अपनी मेहनत दिखाई है कि हाँ, और वो डिजर्व करती थी इस पोस्ट को कि इतने साल वो एबीवीपी की भी रही तब से लेकर 93 से आज तक उन्होंने जो मेहनत करी है तो उस चीज को ये डिजर्व करती थी और हम सब बहुत खुश हैं उसी.
शालीमार बाग के जो लोग क्या कहना चाहिए.
भाभी ने जो किया है तो शालीमार बाग वाले ये कहेंगे कि जो किया है उससे ज्यादा करने की उम्मीद थी, इसलिए आज भाभी इस पोस्ट पे आई हैं कि भाभी उससे ज्यादा भी करेंगी और सबको वो चीज करके दिखाएंगी जो सब लोगों ने उम्मीद करी थी कि हाँ हमको एक ऐसा सीएम चाहिए जो हमारी दिल्ली की पलट दे, बिल्कुल काया पलट कर दे बिल्कुल.
These are the spirits that we are gauging here from Rekha Gupta's residence, another of her relatives we just spoke to, and definitely everyone is very proud of her, her relatives, her family here, and they all are talking about the work that she has done, that she spent tireless nights at every nook and corner of the area to earn this spot at this point, becoming the fourth female chief minister of the capital.
All right, Tanushka, thanks very much for joining us with all of that. Let me go across to Charu Pragya once again. So let's talk business now. Top priority for the BJP and for Rekha Gupta in the next, let's say, 100 days, in your opinion, should be what?
Yeah. Vishnu, I think Rekha ji has said this before and BJP has made it very clear. Modi's guarantee needs to reach the people of Delhi now. Delhi needs to be Viksit Delhi, and that is going to be our priority, and it has already begun. We've already started on cleaning of the Yamuna. There is treatment going on to get rid of the toxic foam that floats over it. Evening Aarti has started at the Yamuna. The intention to make a beautiful waterfront is all there. In the next few years, I can assure you, we'll see a Delhi that's transforming right in front of our eyes. We have promised to make sure that 2,500 rupees reach the accounts of every single woman before the 8th of March, and we will deliver on it. We are going to make sure cylinders are going to be available for 500 rupees. We are going to make sure that more buses are introduced to the DTC fleet so that the people of Delhi can travel in comfort, and at the same time, we can reduce some vehicular traffic. We are going to deliver on every single thing we have promised, like we've done at the center. Rekha ji is, of course, a long-standing administrator. She comes with fantastic civic experience. She knows how to get things done. And while we have this discussion about, whether to see her through a gender lens or not, I think both of it is very important. I've been thinking about this. This messaging that a woman can lead and lead with merit, lead from the front and deliver impeccably is going to go a long way in ensuring that a lot more women follow in her footsteps, whether it is to join politics or any other kind
Charu,
of leadership.
Hold on a second. She's about to speak. She's about to speak. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sana Chaungi. Dhanyavaad. Adarniya Modi ji ko, apni party ke shirsh netritva ko aur Delhi ki janta ko, जिन्होंने ये मौका 27 साल बाद दिल्ली में एक नया अध्याय जो शुरू हो रहा है उसकी जिम्मेवारी मेरे कंधों पे दी, और शायद ये पूरे देश की महिलाओं के लिए बहुत ही सम्मान की घड़ी है, और देश की आधी आबादी आदरणीय मोदी जी का दिल की गहराई से धन्यवाद करती है. मैं आदरणीय मोदी जी का, पार्टी नेतृत्व का बहुत बहुत आभार व्यक्त करती हूँ कि उन्होंने ये जिम्मेवारी दे करके मुझ पे भरोसा जताया, और मैं आज ये प्रण करती हूँ कि मेरा एक एक क्षण इस जिम्मेवारी को पूरा करने में लगेगा.
मैम, गवर्नर एलजी से मिली आप, तो उसके बारे में थोड़ा सा बताइए क्या बात हुई.
बिल्कुल, सरकार बनाने के लिए हमने अपने प्रस्ताव आदरणीय एलजी महोदय को दिया है और जो भी उसमें फॉर्मेलिटीज है वो उनके ऑफिस से पूरी की जाएगी।
कल शपथ लेंगी, यमुना का मुद्दा एक बहुत बड़ा मुद्दा है, प्रदूषण का मुद्दा एक बहुत बड़ा मुद्दा है, किस तरीके से आप इन मुद्दों को उठा के निकलने के लिए काम करेंगे?
एक एक कमिटमेंट जो भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने दिल्ली की जनता से की है, उन सभी कमिटमेंट्स को पूरा करना मेरे जीवन का लक्ष्य है और टाइम बाउंड तरीके से आदरणीय मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में दिल्ली सरकार काम करेगी और सभी विधायक टीम मोदी बन करके अपने इन सारे कमिटमेंट्स को पूरा करने के लिए लगेंगे।
धन्यवाद। पीछे आओ, पीछे आओ परमेश जी।
All right, so the commitments that the BJP has made
Isn't
is what
wonderful.
They're going to ensure are delivered upon. We're going to take a short break at this stage, come back with the very latest.